Support for WGLT's Grow comes from FS Custom Turf by Evergreen FS. FS Custom Turf offers complete lawn and tree care services to preserve the health of yards, trees, and shrubs. Products and services detailed at evergreen-fs.com.
The best lettuce is fresh lettuce. It's easy to grow and eat right out of the garden, but sometimes you don't have enough and have to grab some from the store. Either way, making sure the produce is clean is important. This is WGLT's gardening podcast, Grow, with practical advice from our expert, Patrick Murphy, from ISU's School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum. I'm Mike McCurdy. Patrick, thanks for stopping by.
Great to see you, Mike.
So what we're really talking about here is foodborne illnesses.
That's right. Bag leafy greens are often the culprit, and that's what we're talking about in this case. Recalls are often multi-state, and the illnesses often affect hundreds of people.
And how serious are these illnesses?
They're serious, but there are no fatalities recently. People have had life-changing kidney damage as a result of these foodborne illnesses, as reported. The symptoms recently were very similar in all the areas and all the outbreaks, and included symptoms like nausea, stomach cramps, vomiting, diarrhea, fever. Bag greens are not all bad, but you need to keep your eyes and nose open.
A nose?
Yeah, there's a smell that's associated with decomposition, and it's really hard to miss. It's rancorous or musty smelling. If you encounter that, you would want to return it for a refund, the product for a refund, or put it in your compost bin. It's not something that you've smelled before, perhaps, but it's unmistakable when you do smell it.
So what should we know when dealing with bagged produce?
Leaf crops processing includes a water wash or spray that is applied. So we got lettuce, spinach, kale. The spray often remains on the product when it is put into the bags on its way to sale. This moisture can make the leaves soggy and reduce the crispness that all of us enjoy. The moisture on the product in the bags can also create conditions for trouble to start in the bag or under the shrink wrap. Products in bags can be damaged during their move, so they're physically damaged in the commerce stream.
And that would let more contaminants in?
That's right, and it speeds up decomposition. And other kinds of packaging are more protective, so clamshell plastic containers, they do not damage as easily, but the packaging costs a little more.
What else should we know or think about? Like, you know, local, I mean, everybody wants to buy local these days. I assume that has an impact on your vegetables.
Yeah, and we certainly want to support that. That is the best source, is your local source. But you should also want to know, where is this product from? How far is the location from where you live? The further the distance, the greater the possibility of spoilage, damage, or incubation in the container, incubation of a contaminant. Power outages, weather that prevents speedy, efficient delivery, they can also impact the product before you even get a look at it.
What kind of illnesses are we talking about? Are they the result of E. coli? That's often the culprit.
Yeah, and I think some of it's just various stomach and gut issues, bacterial issues. You know, botulism's the worst one, but I'm not sure you can get botulism from bad lettuce or spinach. I'm thinking more about the diarrhea and the stomach type viruses that you encounter from the recalls.
You mentioned using your nose earlier. Is that a way to detect other contaminants like pesticides, herbicides, preservatives?
It is on the pesticide and herbicides side of things. The preservatives, like the stuff they spray on apples to prevent them from browning, and the stuff they spray on bananas to prevent them from browning, you cannot detect that without the help of a scientist in a lab. But it's not the same for the pesticides and herbicides. Oftentimes, there's inert parts of that compound that makes up the pesticide or the insecticide, and it has a chemical smell. And it's not the same as the musky, dead smell you get from just rotten lettuce cabbage. We've all actually smelled that, I imagine. But the pesticide and herbicides, I think that would be a noticeable chemical smell.
So let's talk a little more about chemicals. In the United States, they're regulated pretty strictly. What about other countries?
Well, the GAO has contrasted the use of regulation and the pesticide and preservative use with that here in the U.S., and they compare it to other countries that we import food from. So produce from Mexico, for example, leads the list of countries we buy food from. Mexico utilizes the same chemicals used in the U.S. agricultural food stream, but they do not regulate, monitor, or test for misuse the same way that we do.
So we might have an over-application of some chemicals.
Yeah, or you might
from other countries.
Yeah, or you might have the use of a chemical that's just shouldn't be used at all.
Okay.
But banned products like DDT are still used in Mexico and have been found on food products and textile products. Many other Central American countries with ag exports are similar in their use of banned and legal pesticides and preservatives.
So when we source our vegetables, should we pay particular attention where they've been imported from? So maybe lettuce from Mexico or an avocado from Mexico gets an extra wash.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you can pay attention to it to look for the negatives, and it's just as easy to pay attention to it to look for the positives. You and I are coffee snobs, Mike, and we've talked about our favorite coffees many times, and I'm a big fan of Central American and Southern American coffees. And I'll be honest with you, unless I smelled chemicals on it, I'm jamming that coffee. I'm drinking that coffee.
Right,
I'm going to grind
sure.
those beans up, and I'm going to sure. make that coffee. Well, it's a little bit different when it comes to something that I'm going to put straight in my mouth, like, say, a peach or an avocado, something like that, cherries, anything that comes from our wonderful neighbors to the south. There's just a possibility that maybe something was sprayed and it was just never detected, and it moved right across the border and into our stream.
It only takes one dirty cherry in the entire bag to ruin your day.
Yeah,
so
and
you should wash them all off pretty well.
That's right. And I've seen the hot soapy water mixes and the mild soapy water stuff, and I kind of turned my nose up at it when I was a younger man, but I had the occasion to enjoy some time with a German family once in my life, and I noticed the extent to which they went to clean the vegetables off and the produce. And I remember one case that were the grapes with some mild soapy water and rinsed them off, let them dry. Well, there was definitely something on those grapes because you could see the sheen in the water. You could see a little discoloration or cloudiness in the bowl of water that the grapes were dunked into. And that changed it for me, and that's when I started thinking a little differently about it.
And by mild soapy, we're not talking sudsy, just a little bit of soap to cut it.
Yeah, and you don't even really need that because if you get the fruit nice and wet, and then you want to dry it off, sometimes you can dab it with a towel or a paper towel or something like that. That's usually adequate. The soap is really helpful in cases, say we're washing some strawberries or some cantaloupe. They both have a skin on the outside that has lots of little crevices and niches. And one of the best ways to get some of that unwanted stuff to shake out of those little cavities is just a tiny bit of soap.
And any difference between washing the stuff you get from the grocery store and washing the lettuce you harvest from your own garden?
Well, you know, there's some merit to eating vegetables and produce from your garden straight away. So I think if you're growing the lettuce and stuff at your own house and, you know, you're getting ready to watch an episode of Alone or Naked and Afraid, and you feel really courageous and you're just going to dine on your own lettuce right out of your garden, that's probably harmless. But if it's coming from a farmer's market, a friend, or the marketplace, you definitely want to give it a wash.
And make sure when you get the stuff home to remove it from the container. That's just going to perpetuate anything that's already going on in there.
Absolutely. The container should be something that goes in the garbage shortly after bringing the food home from the market.
If you have any questions about keeping your food safe or any questions about the yard, garden, or landscaping, get in touch. Send your gardening questions, and Patrick Murphy with ISU's School of Biological Sciences will answer them. I'm Mike McCurdy. Send your questions to wglt.org/grow.